It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, so everybody's like, I was thinking, like, what are people like wondering? You know, we're doing this COVID-19, we've got a pandemic, we have new normals in the world. So I'll explain to you guys our new normal. This is Attilio, by the way. Our new normal coming into the studio, we come way a little bit earlier because we have a whole process. So Adrienne just follows behind me. And what I do is I use one hand, my left hand, to touch everything. And then I'm also wearing black gloves, And then we're usually coming in with the mask. And then I'm taking a formula of bleach and water, a cleaning formula that I made. I don't even trust manufacturers. By the way, I said it earlier. Nerds and germaphobes. Well, there's going to be three things that survive this world. Nerds, germaphobes, and cockroaches. That's it. So I wipe down all the surfaces with my bleach water cleaning solution. We put paper towel, brand new fresh paper towels over these microphones. And then we put our stuff down on these clean surfaces, and I wipe everything down. This studio is ready for open heart surgery right now. New normals. Do you think, Adrienne, 2-3 months from now, Mayor Caldwell, Governor Ige, you know what? Everything's okay. Do you think I'm going to stop doing this?
Maybe eventually.
Eventually, but it ain't going to happen in 2020 is what I'm telling you. This is going to be the same process that we have till the end of the year, because the biggest challenge that people run into, other cities or countries where this has fallen off, it resurges because people let their guards down. And regardless of that, so something to think about, what normal behavior do you need to let go? Mm-hmm. What new normal behavior do you need to embrace? Okay, here's one. Here's an interesting one I learned. Back in the day, vaccinations, you know what people used to do? They would get the measles. They would poke somebody with the measles pus, and then they would jab their children with it because they wanted them to get infected that way so that they would have the immunity. That was old school vaccination back in the day. Google it, look it up. Not making stuff up. Not being dramatic. And fast forward to today. Real quick question, you know, if we're talking about vaccinations allowing us to take a deep breath of relief coming out of the situation we're in, Adrienne, we talked about it this morning. What is the fastest right now that a vaccination has been developed so far?
Well, like in the history, I think you said like 3 or 4 years.
4 years it was for the mumps. And then what did you say about, you know, your son Aiden got the vaccination and then what happened?
Oh, and I mean, the vaccinations don't always work because he got the mumps.
And even passed it on to your mom.
And they had
when
both.
She was visiting.
Yep. And they both had the vaccines. And so it doesn't always work on everybody. Everyone has a different genetic makeup.
You know, I get it. There's some economic impacts that are happening with these new social norms, these new stay at home shelters, the social distancing, the businesses being closed, the multi-trillion-dollar bailout by the federal government. At the end of the day, whether a restaurant's open or not, what money you're going to get or not, whether you have a job or don't have a job, ultimately your personal health is something you absolutely have control over, and that's through social distancing. So I don't think that's going to let off.
Well, and I want to speak to the job.
Yeah.
So I did get a resource on, there's like 100 different jobs and links and resources that you can apply to work from home. And we've posted it to our website as a resource.
Yep. And our website is
teamlally.com/COVID-19. So there's a list with links.
/, one more time. 1, 2, 3. /. Okay, keep going.
And you can go there and apply for the work from home opportunities.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we have work from home opportunities.
We do.
You know, or work from an enclosed, safe environment opportunities. I don't know if it's going to be from home. We might have a hybrid of it. But we have what's called the inside sales agent, outside sales agent. And we're going to talk about that more when?
Oh, at our career nights. So if you go to hawaiicareernight.com, you can actually sign up. And we're going to be having a Zoom meeting on May 4th.
But not, we'll give you more details later in the show. I just wanted to mention that real quick, HawaiiCareerNight.com. All the details are there.
Yes.
Speaking of details, speaking of professionals, speaking of someone that's organized and out there protecting your property and your income, we got Duke. Duke with Hawaii Pacific Property Management. Duke, what you got for us this week?
Well, I just encountered a owner asking me that he was being shown a house, and he was told that's a great investment opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me ahead of time to say, hey, what could this rent for? And is this what it seems to be to me?
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this guy is really smart. Some owners will call a property manager ahead of time if they plan to leave the island, for example, some military guys or investment people, to say, what are the rents? What can I expect? Is this house everything it's supposed to be? And he showed me the email, the MLS. I looked up the house and asked him some questions.
Yeah.
So it's a six-bedroom, 5.5-bath house in a certain area of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, you know, the biggest thing I see about this house is you don't have parking. And he said, oh, yeah, the realtor told me it'd be fine, you know, that they rent out the place right now and everybody parks on the street. I said, have you driven by the house?
Yeah.
The street is crowded, it's small, it's one lane, there's people parking on both sides of the street. I said, well, this is what your tenants are going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
So after talking with them a little bit, he realized that parking is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
Our company does not take homes or rent out homes for owners that don't have enough parking.
Yeah, makes
parking
sense.
Parking only can be solved upon the purchase. That's the only thing you can do at the purchase to solve the parking issues. You can buy more parking. It's a new unit. You can add a parking. You can pay more for it, but it's so worth it in Hawaii.
Yeah.
No parking means no rental.
So this potential owner, what did he decide to do?
What did he
decide
to do?
He decided not to buy the unit. And he says, man, the agent kept trying to push me and say, it'd be a great rental. You can get your rent, your income back. You don't have to pay any rent, but it'll cover you. And the poor guy was a military person, so he was going to leave in 2 years.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I said, I wouldn't take it. I won't take it as a property manager. I wouldn't buy it as an investment property. And you're going to have problems because your people will not have parking when they come home from work.
So, Duke, what you're saying is that there's a difference between the realtors that are helping people buy and sell versus the ones that are actually
making a commission
and managing the rentals. So they have a different skill set or expertise.
Yeah. What's going to happen when one of the toilets back up and you got a plumber that has to pull in the driveway? He'll be there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
and then where are you going to park? Where are your tenants going to park? You have no guest parking. You know, these issues with one-bedroom, one-bath units or studio units in Waikiki that don't have any parking, I don't even take them. Where will we park when we show the unit? Where will your potential tenants park when they come and see the unit?
You know, that advice from that realtor is like taking your kids to the vet. He's a doctor. He's a doctor. I know, Duke, I know you don't have kids, but would you take your kids to the vet? Or you take them to a pediatrician?
Duke has a dog. Would you take your dog to the pediatrician, Duke?
Or OBGYN?
You know,
no.
You know, only Attilio can see the world through those eyes. It's amazing. But it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. So, you know, my recommendation to him is find a house that has a rental that has enough parking.
Yeah.
Even if it's in a yard, or you can cement a yard over and put a parking space there for your tenants. Or people that come to me and say, hey, we have 3 rooms in the house that I want to rent out individually, and they all have air conditioning in them. And I said, well, they're going to leave their air conditioning on when they're not home.
Yeah.
The electricity is included.
Yeah.
So all these problems come in when you try to rent out something that wasn't meant to be a rental.
I would say, you know what, call Duke, because you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
So call Duke, because you've got been many years in this, hundreds of properties. In fact, you know what, Duke, don't take Duke's word, don't take Adrian, don't take my word for it. How about a nice 5-star Yelp review? How about this?
And this one's from a tenant, right?
This is from a tenant. And then, Duke, tell me who's your... As a tenant... As a tenant, I think they are a great company to work with. If there's any repairs, I just put an online request and they text me right away who's coming in and done. Super easy for me, for what it's worth. I'm really picky when it comes to rental companies. I've said no before to a house I really wanted just because I didn't like the management. We couldn't even pay for that kind of review. This is a real review.
Yeah.
And this wasn't from a year ago. This was April 19th. 5 stars on Yelp. Right on.
We have many reviews on our site.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of them are 5-star. A lot of the owners are happy with what we do. We have a great team on the maintenance side, and we do communicate. I think we over-communicate.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, by the way, thank you.
You call me direct if you need to.
Yeah.
So.
That was from Ryan H. Thank you, Ryan H.
I would say a great job, because most of the reviews are going to be from owners. Tenants are, you know,
they like to blow you up.
Yep, they like to
lift you up.
To complain.
Yeah,
and put that out on the review site. So that was
way to go, Duke.
Yeah, very nice.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much. We're lucky to be an essential business right now, working hard in this crazy time.
Yeah, people still need roofs over their heads. Yeah, thank you, Duke.
Thank you, Duke.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, how can we get a hold of Duke and his team?
So you can give Duke and his team a call at 445-9223.
What's that number again?
That's 445-9223. Check them out online at hipacificpm.com.
Hey, speaking of another professional with years of experience, lots of 5-star reviews, someone who's got your back and knows what they're doing. Next up, we got Jody. And what is Jody, Adrian?
Jody is the mortgage genius.
The mortgage genius.
From Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good, good. Where are you sheltering now? Where are you locked down at?
I'm in the bathroom.
In the bathroom again. Okay. So she got little kids.
I'm hiding from the kids.
She got little kids. They don't know mommy's on a radio show right now. So good job. She's committed to giving you guys these tips. All right, Jody, what you got for us this week?
I wanted to talk about the PPP, the Payment Protection Plan.
Yes.
That the the government passed.
Yeah.
So it got depleted in like milliseconds, the first amount of money, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so where we are now is there's been another like $312 billion that's gotten approved. It passed. We're waiting for the formal passing, but it looks like it's going to go through.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Hawaii did get a generous amount, a good amount, but it's you got to move fast. Like you got to be ready with everything. I recommend going online to the federally insured banks. So the bigger banks are going to be your better bet. And of course, anyone that you have a business relationship with, this is more for a business owner, but go online. They're not accepting applications right now, but get the checklist of what you need. Get it all together.
Prepared.
Have it all ready.
Yeah.
In a little PDF ready to go that all you have to do is upload, attach, and send the email.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be checking I check a couple times a day. And then just be ready to submit, because that's just what it's going to take.
Well,
Jody,
the other thing too that I was hearing is that these acceptances or the messages were sometimes going to spam. So make sure to check your spam folder in your email.
Well, you're going to be eating spam.
Yeah.
Because you got to get the money.
That's a good point too.
Yeah, because people have missed that they've been approved and this is what they need. So check those spam folders.
But what you're saying, Jody, what else?
I was saying from a non-business owner standpoint, the forbearances are appearing to be pretty straight up.
Yeah.
So it's looking like it's not going to negatively impact your credit score as long as you truly have been impacted.
You
may not be able to make the mortgage payment.
My mortgage on my home, real life scenario. I just opened it up yesterday, PennyMac, and I just clicked on the button. Hey, you want a forbearance? I'm like, okay. And then I clicked on it, and then I was moving checking accounts, so I even updated my checking account. They're like, okay, we're not going to take the payment out for the next 2-3 months. And then it said in writing, it will not negatively impact your credit. And then they had all kind of options. I can make catch up payments. I can tack it on the back end. I can do a loan modification. I mean, super helpful. So I read the details. Mm-hmm. I read the details. So I'm fully aware of what's going on with this forbearance thing on the mortgage. You know, here's the deal. Everybody's got to look at everything, all your expenses. You got to tighten it up. I just got rid of Netflix. Okay. I had Netflix for years. I got Netflix when the guy would give me like the bootleg cassette tapes. I've been with Netflix for so long. No, it was never on. I was getting the DVDs in the mail. That's how long I've been with Netflix. And I just canceled. It wasn't the $13.68. By the way, if you get rid of 10 things and then multiply that times a year and then multiply that times 10 years, that's $15,000.
It all adds up.
Yeah. Jody, quick question. What are the things that people need to know about just in advance for financing right now during this pandemic? What's some things that are different?
So some things that are different are new normal, as we talked about this morning.
New normal.
Are going to be, you know, there are going to be layers of verification regarding the hours that you work.
Yeah.
And being able to see that you actually worked it. So just saying, like, clearly I've made $45,000 in 2017 or 2018 and 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you not believing me?
Yes.
Well, because we're in a different time. So yeah, whereas just having the support in the 2 years may have been enough historically, we are going to have multiple layers of checking even to the day that the loan is going to fund.
Yeah.
So it's not even, if you get furloughed on the week that you're supposed to close,
your loan goes away.
You won't.
You'll be denied.
There's a chance you're not going to qualify. And that's why that verification is happening in the day before funding. And so that's number one. It's like verifying the number of hours that you're working and that we're giving you credit for and making sure that aligns with what you are actually working.
Yeah.
Number two is going to be FICO score requirements. We're getting a little bit more stringent on the minimum FICO scores. And so again, that coincides with people making a late payment. So we just had someone who made a late payment by mistake on, it was like a $15 minimum payment.
Mm-hmm.
Like $15. Like she's like, oh my God, I had the money. Like I can prove it to you that I had the money. You know, and we're like,
so
we know you had the money. We believe you.
Did that cause a 30-day late or a 30-day delinquent?
Mm-hmm.
That caused a 30-day late in this particular scenario.
Yeah.
And so her FICO score went down under the threshold, and so she has to wait. Well, we're actually actively working with her to try to get it rectified and to try to get her score back up. But FICO score requirements are firming up. The other big thing is that reserves are getting added on. So like in the past, if you know you were doing a conventional purchase and you don't own any other property and you're putting 5% down and you need $20,000 to close, and as long as I can prove that you have $20,000 that have been sourced and seasoned, then you're good to go. You have the money you need to take ownership of this house, and we are proving that you have the means to be able to make the mortgage obligation.
Yeah.
Now what we're seeing is you might need, aside from the $20,000 that you need to close, you might need a 2-month reserve.
Yeah.
So $20,000 plus, if your mortgage payment's going to be $2,100 or let's just say $2,000 to make it simple math, then now you need $24,000.
Yeah.
You need the $20,000 to close plus 2 months of your future mortgage obligation.
Yeah.
And so that those are the three main changes that we're seeing right now.
So to summarize, yeah, employment, extra employment verification, really looking at those credit scores, and then making sure that you have the reserves. Those are the three new normals.
Mm-hmm.
Or things that were there, but yeah, they're taking them to the next level. So it's still, even if it was something from before, it's now even more stringently looked at. I had a Bank of Hawaii MasterCard that I applied for like a year ago, and I never used it. It was still stuck with the gummy sticky stuff to the letter it came in the envelope. And then I pulled a credit report recently because I'm going to pull some equity out of some properties. And I had a 90-day late. And you know what it was? Their annual fee.
Oh.
For anyway, I don't want to be beeped. But anyway, the annual fee for the credit card was, I didn't even realize they and then they sent me a letter saying it closed, so I didn't even pay attention.
So they charged you a fee, they put a 90-day late on you, and then they closed the account.
And then they closed the account.
Wow.
And then I only found this out because I reapplied for it. And in this is how wackadoodle stuff is right now, folks. So you got to pay attention. I got one letter, and it's Barclay, by the way, who is the bank that runs the Hawaiian Miles MasterCard for Bank of Hawaii. It's the Barclay Bank in Delaware. I got one in the same week, a letter saying I'm not getting the credit card. And in the same week, I got the credit card congratulating me for my new account. So I called them, and they assigned. Anyway, I had to call on there and follow up, but they gave me a file number, and they're going to remove the 90-day late because nice. I'm very fastidious with my credit.
With your credit, yep.
Like, I was like, 7:30? This is a bunch of blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, I should have an 810. But that's more than enough to get what you need to do in this time. But pay attention to those credit reports and call the banks. And you got to follow up on that stuff.
Yep.
All right, okay, Jody, anything else? Interest rates up, down, sideways?
Interest rates remaining pretty steady, which
okay.
are just so close to the historical low.
Yeah.
To not take advantage of it is just not wise.
Yeah.
It's just not wise.
Yeah. Well, and things are changing. First time in human history, this past Monday, a barrel of oil was negative. Negative.
Wow.
They were begging people to buy the oil from them. That has never happened in human history. So things are different, folks. All right. Next up.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you, Jody.
All right. So you can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510.
Give them that number one more
That's
time.
That's 488-5510. Check them out online at PacRemMTG.
All right. Next up, we got Kenji Vendetta from Pillar to Post Home Inspections. Kenji, what you got for us?
All right. I was over at my parents' house this past weekend, and I noticed they had some blue tarping on their roof.
Yeah.
So I asked them, I was like, what happened to your roof? They was like, well, the shingles blew off. I never readdressed the issue, and a storm came through, and now I have a hole in my ceiling.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, due diligence.
Local kind, skylight.
Yeah, yeah. Really local.
Yeah.
So, due diligence, yes, it's my parents' house. I should have known, but
yeah.
they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And I told them, I was like, you knew your roof blew off. You didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Now you have about $5,000 to $10,000 in repairs. When it could have cost you a couple of thousand dollars.
Yeah, a couple shingles and some cold
tar. So that is my tip for the week.
Yeah.
And it's an expensive one. I mean, that's what not following up, not doing your due diligence, not doing the maintaining that is necessary, and it'll cost you in the end.
Kirk Caldwell,
the deferred maintenance, right?
Yeah.
It's going to end up costing you more. So just take care of it now.
Don't
let it fester.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Merrick Caldwell, he called my house the other day. He said, Attilio, you need to take a look at more of the stuff around your house. You know what? I'm going to give you to the end of May. So with
exactly.
the stay-at-home shelter, you're at home. What's your excuse, people? Look around your house.
Get those little things done that you've been putting off.
Never mind watching Netflix and screaming at your kids. Go fix all the stuff around your house, people. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Kenji.
You're welcome.
All right. So Kenji is our recommended home inspector, and you can get a hold of him at 492-1675.
One more time.
492-1675. Now, one thing that I think Keller Williams Honolulu as a whole that we're going to be, I think, rolling out here soon is that certified pre-owned home. like, you know, so you get your home inspected prior to putting it on the market and take away some of that
concerns or negotiations.
Or stress. So the buyer knows up front what they're getting into. And even, you know, the seller, they can address these things and they're not surprised during escrow.
You know, you know where we ripped off that marketing term from? Where did we rip that off from?
Oh, from Lexus.
Luxury vehicles.
Or BMW. Yes.
If you like regular Joe like me, it's called a used car. But if you rich people, it's certified pre-owned.
Yes. So anyway, so if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, give Kenji a call. He'll get that that home inspection done up front.
Yeah. I think a little bit better rate maybe, but on the certified pre-owned. But that's a big thing to do nowadays, especially with the uncertainty. Seek certainty.
That's right.
Hey, we're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Gabe Ame of Hawaii VA Loans. He'll be talking to us about how we can help our kupuna so that they can stay home while the COVID-19 outbreak passes. So stay with us.
Hi, this is Adrian.
And Attilio of Team Lally.
Not all elderly have Ohana on island during these difficult times.
If you are over the age of 65, we want to help end this outbreak as quickly as possible.
We have volunteers who are free of COVID-19 symptoms and are willing to get you groceries and medication while the COVID-19 outbreak passes. They can even leave them at your door.
We at Team Lally want to help our community stay safe and heal fast. Reach out to us at ourkupuna.com.
Be safe and aloha.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. I hope every family will stay healthy and safe during these uncertain times. Our real estate market is experiencing many challenges every day. If you're planning to move or sell your home now, be sure to get the most current information from the best agent in your marketplace. In Honolulu, you should call Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. You'll need an agent who is trusted in your community and understands your needs. Go online or call and please stay safe.
Aloha all our friends in Hawaii. This is Adrian.
And Attilio of Team Lally.
We know many need to move and have a lot of questions.
Don't worry, modern technology has made the selling process easy so you don't need to ever meet the buyer.
Homes are selling and we're going to get through this.
If you need any advice on home repairs, about your home or your mortgage, we're happy to help.
Go to our resource page at teamlally.com/COVID-19.
Be safe and aloha.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues.
Welcome back and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596. You can also check us out online at teamlally.com.
You know, I went to the University of Arizona and I got a degree, 4-year degree in germophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm certified. So anyway, are we going to be bringing on Gabe Ame? Yes, we are. So go ahead and read that awesome intro.
So our guest today is a graduate of St. Louis School in Honolulu, Hawaii, and obtained his Bachelor's of Science in Business Management at Menlo College in Atherton, California. He first joined the lending industry in 2004 and quickly excelled as a residential loan officer. He is the founder and branch manager of Hawaii VA Loans, which he officially launched in December 2007. In 2018, he's honored as American Marketing Associates Young Marketer of the Year. Please welcome our guest, Gabe Ame. Are you there, Gabe?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Always great. We're staying safe and we're staying healthy. That's what everybody wants to say, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
what else we can ask for?
Yeah, so we wanted to applaud you for this, the Our Kupuna. Woo! You guys quickly just put that together and have, you know, gotten into immediate action. So if any of our listeners want to go check it out, it's ourkupuna.org.
Yeah.
.com.
Oh, so,
technically, it is a nonprofit. We should have registered the .org, but
it's okay.
I'm always thinking about .com when getting a domain name, so we didn't switch that over, but so it's ourkupuna.com.
Yeah, regardless of whatever the .dot is, you guys are doing a good thing. Tell us, Gabe, what motivated you to do this?
Yeah, so, you know, my father is 84 years old, and when, you know, COVID-19 was was coming down, and it was obvious that, you know, we have to really be careful. One of the things I remember telling my dad was, you know, you cannot leave the house. You know, if you need any groceries, any supplies, whatever, you just call me, and I'll take it to you. You know, he lives in Waikele, I live in Kailua, but I don't care. I'll go and go grocery shopping for you. You know, just because it's so dangerous for those who are older in age.
Yeah,
and
that risk group.
You know, the stats is 80% of those who die from COVID-19 are ages 65 and older. You can see how much more risk they are. And one of the things that hit me was, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of kupuna in Hawaii who don't have family who live on island. Maybe they live on the mainland, or maybe they live on a different island. So what are they going to do? And it, you know, so it's just like, okay, what can we do? And it was one weekend where it was like, okay, let's see if I can rally up some volunteers and put a call to action and see if we can connect kupuna with volunteers in their community who can do shopping for them, picking up the necessary supplies, groceries, pharmacy runs, that kind of stuff. And so it kind of came together real quickly. And then just really from the help of social media and friends, you know, we put it out there, put out the call to action. And in 3 days, we had 540 volunteers sign up to help, which was an incredible response.
Yeah, you guys had a kupuna shortage.
I know. So we were
it was like kupuna and toilet paper. We're like, where, we got to help them. Where they at? We need some toilet paper and some kupunas to help.
You know, it's funny. So, you know, the team, the original team to help with this was my team at Hawaii VA Loan.
Yeah.
So we've got people who are used to calling people, taking calls, connecting people. So it was like, okay, so, you know, I need your help to do this on the side. So if we get kupuna who call, we gotta screen them, get their information. And if we got volunteers who want to register, then we gotta screen them and make sure that, you know, do a background check and all that stuff. And one of the questions came up earlier right before we launched. It was like, what if we have so much kupuna who register, but we don't have enough volunteers?
And
we kind of thought about that, and I was like, I don't know. I think I'm still confident we'll have enough volunteers. And it was like, it was just like we had to shut down the volunteer registration at 5:40.
So it was the opposite.
It was like, right. I mean, we within the first week, we had more than 100 kupuna.
Nice.
But I think within the first 2 weeks, we had up over 100 kupuna who signed up. So there's definitely demand there, and more and more kupuna services are getting notified about
Gabe, is there room for more kupuna? How many more could you guys help?
No, we think our services, we can at least help 1,000 kupuna by June.
Oh, wow.
And on that, we're really staffed up. We've got the team has grown from just my girls at Hawaii VA Loans. In fact, we've got a bunch of admin volunteers who signed up to help us with processing volunteers and screening kupuna, making sure we make the connection. So we're definitely adequately staffed now.
Yes.
And so we're really putting the word out to out there. So if you know of any kupuna 65 years or older in Hawaii who they need help with getting supplies, groceries, pharmacy runs, so they can stay home and they don't have to deal with that, please let us know at our kupuna.
You know, even if your kids is lazy and they're rotting, they don't like help you, just call our kupuna. Just go to they're going to get some people that are going to help you out. And, you know, 90% of these kids, you know where they went and moved to? Vegas. So they're in Vegas. They kind of help mom and dad. Send them to the website.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and interesting too, I mean, a lot of times, you know, people move to Big Island because it's cheaper, right?
But yes.
then family still lives on Oahu. And so we're servicing all islands. We're servicing Oahu, Kauai,
the whole state,
Hawaii Island, and Molokai. Right?
Yeah.
So we haven't had any requests on Lanai or Niihau yet, but if we have to, we'll make it happen.
Yeah. You know, what I like what you just said, you know, you were afraid or concerned that too much kupunas and not enough volunteers, and it was just the opposite. Does that speak to you and tell you what Hawaii is about? And give you some chicken skin?
I was overwhelmed, right? Because everyone's dealing with this curveball with COVID-19, and it's affecting them in multiple different ways. Some people, it's affecting them, you know, worse than others. But one of the things that going through this experience, I learned was that when things go down like this, people want to help. But the problem is a lot of times they don't know how they can help. You know, a lot of people don't have the money where they can just donate to a nonprofit, right? You understand that. You know, a lot of times people don't have 40 hours to volunteer full time. But what our Kupuna service has done for volunteers is it's given them an avenue where they can participate in helping through this uncertain times.
Yeah.
And whether it's just, you know, I'm going to go shopping for myself, well, I can go ahead and grab additional items for one Kupuna in our community. And that's what we're doing, is we're trying to give an avenue for people to want to help, but make sure it's not overwhelming. That's why we try not to connect more than one Kupuna with one volunteer. It's one-on-one. One person in your community that you can do shopping for, and you can check in once a week. And even if it's not grabbing anything, you can check in and say hi and see how they're doing and be someone to talk to during these times.
Yeah, sometimes just basic connection is what they really need. You know, they got all the other stuff.
So Gabe, do you have any maybe any stories, like success stories that you could share with our listeners of this Kupuna pairing?
Yeah, you know, I got actually a couple real quick. And I mean, there was one of the first pairings we had was a lady by the name Sharon in Kailua. She's 72. And her story was she recently, you know, not 6 months ago, stopped driving. You know, she's getting older in age. She just stopped driving and she would catch the city bus. Mm-hmm. And when COVID-19 happened, you know, she would go grocery shopping and catch the bus. But COVID-19 happened, it was like, you know, last thing she wants to do is catch the city bus to go into Safeway to do shopping, right? So she had a whole bunch of anxiety trying to figure out what to do. And, you know, she ultimately was ready to call an Uber. Right?
Yeah.
And again, nothing against Uber, but, you know, again, it's not ideal for someone who's 72 to be riding in an Uber with
plus the cost,
whether passengers were in there. And so when she heard about our services, you know, she registered and she called, but she admitted she was a little apprehensive because it was going to be a total stranger, picking up items, but I talked to her and she said she fell in love with their sponsor. You know, she was so helpful. She got everything she needed. And it was such a sigh of relief to know that she can get the necessary items she needed without being unnecessarily exposed. And so that's
a good story.
Real quick. Here's another one. So I'm calling one Kupuna who registered, and I'm trying to make a connection with a volunteer, and I'm talking to Kupuna, and she's like 84,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking to her, and she's like, I just need someone to pick me up and take me to the store so I can go grocery shopping. And I told her, sorry, Auntie, we cannot do that. We cannot actually take you places. Our service can't do that. We have to pick up the groceries for you and drop it off. We don't want you sitting in the car, you can be exposed.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's too much liability for a volunteer to be driving you around.
Yeah.
And she was adamant about, I'm the only one that knows exactly what I want. So if you cannot do that for me, then I cannot use your service. And so I spent at least 15 minutes trying to convince her it was a bad idea to actually go shopping for yourself.
Yeah.
But it was to no avail. So we had to, you know, we have to try to refer to a different service that could better help her for her needs. But it was definitely funny trying to convince her, stay home. We need you to stay home right now.
Well, this reminds me of that bumper sticker. You know, I didn't rescue my pet. My pet rescued me. Not that grandma and grandpa is like rescue grandpas and rescue grandmas, but it's creating a connection where the benefit is reciprocal. It's just not, it's not the volunteers just making a connection with these elderly people and helping them. I'm sure they feel really good about it. And I'm going to imagine that these will be a relationships that'll be lifelong. I wouldn't be surprised.
And that's really what we hope for. And even post COVID-19, there could be, we still think that there could be a need for our Kupuna, you know, mm-hmm. and just being of service to those in our community that are older and they don't have the same capabilities as before and they don't really have family members, right?
Yeah.
And
in the area, and so they definitely could use, you know, whether it's picking up items or just communication and support.
Gotcha. Like that. Well, really awesome story. You know what?
Well, and if any of our listeners are just tuning in, this service is actually statewide.
Statewide.
Because they're helping on all islands.
And Gabe, what's the website again?
It is rkupuna.com, O-U-R-K-U-P-U-N-A.com.
All right.
Is there anything more that this nonprofit needs from the community besides like the time and the services? Or
probably still kupunas, huh?
Well, definitely kupuna. If you need help or you know of kupuna who could use the service, you can always go to our website or call 808-400-4506. We definitely need that. But also for us, we're actually an official 501c3.
Nice.
And for us, you know, there's definitely cost involved with this. Yeah. You know, we're doing background checks. We're mailing a PPE kit that contains masks and gloves to the volunteer.
Personal protective equipment.
Protected. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, we have to mail that to this cost. So it probably takes, for every connection we make from Kupuna to volunteers, about $40.
Yeah.
And so for us, we definitely could use financial support.
Yes.
To keep this program running. And on our website, there is a donate button.
That's what I was going to say.
Any donation.
Make it easy.
Any donation is, well, I'm not a tax professional, but since we are a 501c3,
yep,
it should be a tax deduction on your side. But yeah, we always could use more financial support to keep our program running.
And you know what, whether it's a tax deduction or not, you can get a little nice checkbox next to your name when you're up in the pearly gates and God's going over, what was your life on earth like? You get a good checkbox over do the right thing.
Some people have time.
Yeah.
And other people have money.
And some people get both.
They got both. Yeah. So here's two different ways that you can help to support our kupuna here. Yeah.
Here in Hawaii.
Yes, right here.
Right here.
On all islands.
Yeah. All right, Gabe, any other last stories or anything you wanted to share about rkupuna.com?
No, that's it. You know, okay. I appreciate, you know, well, we will think, I really appreciate all the volunteers that signed up. You know, we have over 600 that signed up, and not all of them are connected to Kupuna right now, but we have a lot of them that are. And we've gotten great feedback from our kupuna. We checked in our kupuna, see how everything's going, and we've got great feedback. So I want to give a shout out to all our volunteers who are helping this program right now.
And you guys have, I think on Instagram, you have an Instagram page that is like constantly posted.
At our kupuna on Instagram.
Yep.
And then facebook.com/rkupuna, so you can always get filled in on what's the latest. We've got testimonials from our kupuna from there. We've got updates on how much connections we made, and so check it out.
Yep. So thank you, Duke. I mean, I was gonna say Duke. Thank you, Gabe.
Yes.
You guys are welcome. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the radio show. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks, Gabe.
Awesome work with the kupuna.
Yeah, so this is a great example of how business people in the community, we don't need government to fix everything. You guys can step up to the plate and do great things in your community. And that's what Gabe and his team did at Hawaii VA Loan. So really, show your support for them. Go to the website.
Ourkupuna.com.
Hit that donate button.
Yes.
Hit that donate button.
Or if you know a kupuna that needs some help, maybe like they're a little nervous to ask for help,
they need kupuna spotters.
Yeah,
you know, drive around,
help make the connection.
Yeah. All right, so we still got some time in the show. We got some reminders to talk about.
Yes, so we do have a career night coming up on May 4th.
Yes.
And this is going to be actually a statewide, so any island that you're on, you can come and join us. It's going to be via Zoom from 5 to 6 on May 4th. And we'll be talking about everything that you ever wanted to know about a career in real estate.
Via Zoom.
So in Zoom.
Guaranteed career night, COVID-safe career night.
Mm-hmm.
What's the website again?
HawaiiCareerNight.com.
All right. So, you know, it's our mindsets. You know, we're staying at home. We're not interacting as much as we are have been in the past. It can be challenging. Can it be challenging being at home all the time, not being around a lot of people?
It could be if that's how you're choosing to look at things.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying that you're staying at home. You're not running around coughing and sneezing all over people. You're not choosing that. So you're staying home. Social distancing. Mm-hmm. It can be challenging sometimes when we don't have that. Because human beings, not by choice, but by genetic DNA, we're designed to connect with each other. And
We're clannish.
Mm-hmm. So Monday mindsets. Mondays are a good day to kind of reset your week, right? And get off to a good start.
Yeah, start the week off right.
So what is that Monday mindset, Adrian?
So it's geared around real estate. Yep. And it's open, relates to any agents on
any island,
any company. And we're masterminding and talking about things that are going to be helpful in supporting each other. Yeah. And
Did we get it on our website? I don't know if we got it on our website. Just, you know what? Send us an email, info@teamlally.com. That's info@teamlally.com. And we'll send you the invite for our Monday Mindset.
It's also on Facebook. You can look for it in the event section, Monday Mindset. And we're happy to have anyone on.
Yeah.
That wants to have a great mindset.
Here's the deal. Here's what you can look forward to. It's every Monday at 5 p.m. It's only 30 minutes. Literally, we start on time, end on time. When you log in, you'll be in a waiting room, and the host will be there to admit you so that you come on right at 5:00. So don't be like, hey, this thing's not working. Just be patient.
Yep.
And you'll be logged in, and we're going to be talking about strategies for the COVID-19, ways to bulletproof your transactions, way to keep things in escrow, what kind of safety protocols you should have in place and documentation to keep keep the liabilities down and you safely operating in this new normal.
Okay, so we've got Howard here on the line. Let's bring him on to talk about open houses and our new homes.
And our website called TeamLallyNewHomes.com. Howard, what you got for us?
Virtual open houses report.
Yes. Danger, Real Robinson. Danger, Real Robinson.
Yeah. So tell us about these virtual open houses. It's something that our board has recently made a change.
We just hired Max Headroom to join our team. He'll be doing all our open houses.
And we kind of experimented with it this last weekend, and we're getting the hang of it.
Yep.
So we've got some virtual opens this weekend.
What's a virtual open house, Howard?
We have four virtual open houses, all in Eva Beach. And three of them in the Spinnaker Fairways townhome on the edge complex. They're right across from each other. They're mirror complexes, basically.
It's going to be a cornucopia. Right in the heart of Eva. Cornucopia of Eva Beach townhomes, virtual open houses. Keep going, Howard.
So they're
going
to be 30-minute little tours of the homes. And all of the homes are still active, no offers on them, and we're looking for you to check us out on Facebook. The links will be on the Open House Team Lally site and on the MLS, as the
under MLS the Open House
virtual opens. Yep.
Yep.
So we start with Coyole Street Unit 3801. That's going to be Saturday from 2 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to stay on that street, and we're going to go to Coyole Street Unit 4501 from 2:30 to 3:00, and then we're going to go across the street to those are both 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath homes, and then we're going to go across the street to townhomes at Fairways Edge, and that's a single story, large two bedroom, and that will be from 3 to 3:30 on Saturday, and then we're going to drive up the road right across from the beach. And that's on that last road right by Eva Beach.
Pohakapuna.
I think it's one or two streets over from Papipi.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know Eva Beach.
And it's single story, pretty large home, pretty large lot.
Yeah.
So it needs a little tender love and care, but it's got leased solar panels, and it's a 4-bedroom.
Plenty parking.
And that will be from Saturday 4 to 4:30, and then if you're a surfer, you can just pick your board up and get on a bike and go across the street.
Go surfing.
So if any of our listeners want to take a look at any of those homes, just go to teamlallyopenhouse.com, and the information is there. You can also click on the link to join the live that's happening on Saturday.
So, Howard, those open townhomes, they're 2 and 3 bedrooms. What's the low and the high on the pricing in that Ocean Point area?
Give me about 20 seconds on that.
That's okay. I mean, it's
on the website.
Basically about 560 up to about 580.
You can do like what the builders do. It's in the 500s.
The 500s.
In the 500s.
Okay, so speaking of builders, we got a couple minutes before we got to end our show. Let's talk about the new homes and the lockdown specials.
Yeah, real quick. Don't give us too much details. Just tell us the areas, what's available, and what the specials are. Go.
Okay. Sunday only. No, yeah. Just kidding. April, if you buy a home at Akamai Gardens.
Or contract.
Any 30, of those projects.
Or in contract. Open a contract.
Yep.
The developer is willing to give a $19,000 credit to the buyer if you get under contract before the lockdown on April 30th. And that same promotion is going on at Kahuku Villas out in Kahuku. So another real big incentive for a buyer to come in and get under contract before April 30th. That's 19,000 real credits to your account, or however you want to use it, buyer credit. Pay down your point, all those good things.
Yep, keep going.
And then the last one.
And then the last one is our development in Wahiwa at Ka'ala Highlands, and that is a $9,000 credit to the buyer if you get under contract before April 30th. And that project's coming along really well. Looks like we'll probably be able to move people in June or July of this year. So that, as everybody knows, June and July is just right around the corner, so it's not very far off.
So to summarize, Kahuku Villas, $19,000 credit. We got homes ready to be moved in. Then we're over in Ka'ala in Wahiwa.
$9,000.
And then Akamai Enchanted Lakes, we got homes in the...
$19,000.
Either way, all three of them, April 30th.
Yep.
Get in the contract because they're going.
All right.
You got like 8 or 9 days left here, people.
All right.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Howard. And so, again, that website, Adrian?
You can go to teamlallynewhomes.com. Again, that's teamlallynewhomes.com.
Any last-minute reminders? You want to tell them about our resource page before we wrap it up?
Yeah. So we're updating that daily, teamlally.com/COVID-19.
/COVID-19. Well, say it one more time, and then I'll say the forward slash with you.
Yeah, teamlally.com/ COVID-19.
Yeah, we just added a link on there that's got a dashboard that shows you all the stats for what's happening on Oahu and nationwide as far as cases, deaths, whole bunch of new information, frequently asked questions about curfews, stay-at-home shelter, all of that
good
stuff.
Check it out.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tanga of Derek Tanga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariyama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Giannis Merlin of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah Rodriguez, our producer here in the studio.
Joo-hoo!
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life.
Forever! This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program.
If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Be safe and aloha!
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.